Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Talk about some of these boundaries around grief. We've got literally about 3 minutes before it's time to wrap and pray.
Okay. You know, some of the boundaries, I really protected my family from people on the outside, even though they were believers. For me, that was critical because we had a lot of families that exited our life at Ramsey's drowning because they could not process, and honestly, they didn't want to talk to their children about it. So a lot of our friends left us at this time. So that caused me to be a little more protective, very important, and delayed grieving is by far the worst decision because when it does come, it comes in and lasts longer. And so for me, when those tears need to flow, just allow them to flow. I love, there's a wonderful quote, Abraham Lincoln, you know, he buried two sons, I believe, and I love his quote. He said, it's no time to be a hero. When you are grieving, it is no time to be a hero. It's not time to be brave. You allow your emotions you allow whatever needs to take place to take place. So don't delay the process. And, you know, that's very important. Don't delay the process. And stay tucked in close to Jesus. That is when I found him at a deeper level I didn't even know existed. He assured me if he is truly omnipresent, meaning I am everywhere. He's right here while we're having this conversation. He sees that divorce that you're walking through. He sees that sickness that you're battling, and he was right there at the poolside with Ramsey. That is the God we serve. Nothing happens that he is unaware of. There's so much power in that.
Such good wisdom. One last thought before we wrap and pray. But I just, as walking through, my younger sister's husband has pancreatic cancer, and we've got an amazing family, but just it's spurred conversations of, you know, it has to be about them right now. And you can see where certain people want to have an inner circle place, and it's just not a time to be about you. It has to be about the person who's grieving and who's suffering. Say a word about that for the person who's maybe watching a situation, that this is not a time to be offendable, to make it about you, or to take things personal.
You know, that is so important what you're saying, because I remember that. I remember thinking, I was angry because the guy mowed the lawn about 3 days after we buried my son. I remember being angry. And the reason I was angry is I looked at him and I thought, how dare you go on with life and my life just ended? Because that's what it feels like. And so it's almost like your guard is down and you're very sensitive to everything that people say. And that's why it's so important to do less speaking during this time and more hugging and more praying. Because I'm telling you, we will say the wrong thing. And we do it because we want to fix it in the natural. Can't be done. We have to be led by the Spirit of God. And so, you know, to avoid those situations, speak less.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.